Morning, everybody.
Yeah.
This is Two for Tuesday. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Jesse requested the band Black Violin and their song A-Flat. They are an African-American duo who combines classical and hip-hop. And I'm almost positive that that was used either on a TV series, or these guys like scored like a TV series or a movie or something. I'm almost positive. I don't know. Did your seat sink? Something's going on here.
I hit the thing to lift it and it sunk.
I had to switch chairs, which is what you're doing right now.
Is this the one that?
No, it's over there.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I started off the show this morning sinking. The chair just went, and I became Billy Bart. I became Vern Troyer. Sorry, I'll try to update my references.
You can maybe do Warwick Davis.
Warwick Davis, yes. Did you ever see Life's Too Short on HBO?
Is that the one
Ricky
with
Gervais?
Him and...
Ricky
yeah.
Gervais.
Yeah, yeah.
Genius. The greatest, one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life. In my life. Is the scene from Life's Too Short where Liam Neeson goes in to talk about doing improv and comedy with Ricky Gervais. It is seriously one of the funniest things I've ever seen. Have you seen it?
I think so, yeah.
He wants to start a career as doing improv comedy. Liam Neeson.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't do it justice, but it's out there. It's on the YouTubes. And it is, Dan, you've seen it, right?
Yes.
I've played the audio on the show, and it's just, it's ridiculously funny. Like, seriously, one of the funniest things I've ever seen. So look that up, you know, later on, YouTube it. Just Liam Neeson, Life's Too Short. Boom! One of the funniest things you'll ever see in your life. Are we ready to hit the thing?
It's Nick, the celebrity name gang. These are their claim to fame. We know it's early, but that's okay. It's gonna be fun, let's start and play!
Yay!
Doesn't that make you happy?
It's very good.
Welcome back, Esmeralda.
Thank you.
I'm so glad you're back.
Aw.
You're one of my favorite parts of this show.
Oh, well, thank you.
You rule.
That's weird, because it is your show.
Yeah, well, you guys, I love who I work with.
Okay.
I do. Nothing against Jim. Jim's a good guy.
Jim did a nice job.
Very, very cool guy, but I miss Jim.
Or Dan.
No, I mention Dan all the time. Or Vic, everybody. Yeah. I love my job. I love everybody I work with. Hey, we're going to have this is a little quick little thing. We're going to have a meeting with our bosses. And we're going to have it at the Gale Street Inn.
We will.
Yeah.
Don't tell them one, because then they'll show up. It'll be weird.
Then you mean the bosses will show up?
No.
Oh.
I just meant people.
We're just having a meeting. We haven't gone out and talked with Todd and Stephanie in a while, so we're gonna,
right. We can't.
We figured, you know, they were like, "Let's go to your favorite place." So we're going to Gale Street Inn.
Yeah, they're not here when we're here.
Never. That's why we can't. We barely cross paths. So we thought, let's have a little meeting. We'll talk about the show. Have some dinner at the greatest restaurant on the planet.
It's gonna be like the Godfather.
It's exactly what it is. Todd will sit at the head table. He's got the Marlon Brando.
Don't
position.
Don't let him go to the bathroom.
Well, there's cannolis. Don't worry about the cannolis. All right. Celebrity Name Game, a great game show, lots of fun. Craig Ferguson is on it. This is the radio version from the board game. We are each given two cards.
Yes.
We play two rounds each. The first round that we play is themed, so it's a topic and all the subjects are related. The second round could be anything at all. 45 seconds for the first round, 75 seconds for the second round. Dan will keep track of the time and what our score is. Okay?
Yes.
Should Esmeralda go first this time?
Yeah, returning Esmeralda.
Esmeralda, you go first.
Okay.
So you just tell me the subject. What are we?
Child stars. Kids nominated for Oscars.
Kids nominated for Oscars.
I didn't even think that was that many.
There's been a few.
Apparently there's enough for the card.
Depends on how far you go into kid. So, but anyway, yeah, there's been enough.
All right.
45 seconds?
We'll see.
45 seconds?
I mean,
All right. 3, 2, 1.
She had the E.T. She was the little girl.
Drew Barrymore.
Harry Potter. She's the girl.
Emma Watson.
Yes. Romeo and Juliet, and he's in Titanic.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yes. He was the child doctor.
Doogie. Yes. Neil Patrick Harris.
Yes.
Wait a minute. These people were nominated for. Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't know.
Go ahead.
She was in Contact. I don't know why.
Jodie Foster.
Yes. This is the one of the twins. She was in Full House.
Mary Kate.
Oh, the other one.
Ashley Olsen.
Yes. She's in The Professional, Baldhead, V for Vendetta.
Natalie Portman.
Yes. This guy. Oh, he was in North. Oh.
Elijah Wood.
Yeah.
You went to North for Elijah Wood?
I was thinking
Wood?
Like child.
You didn't go Frodo.
I was thinking the kid version. I was like, oh,
those people were not nominated for Academy Awards. That's wrong.
I think there might, like, it was, it's a very broad, like, Harry Potter was nominated for an award. So,
Emily
Watson was not prominent. Right.
Who was Neil Patrick Harrison that got nominated for?
Harold and Kumar.
Oh, was he in, he was in that movie, the Ben Affleck movie where he's a jerk.
Oh, The Gone Girl.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, are we ready?
Yes.
Genius idea, these are inventions.
Oh.
Oh, all right.
Neil Patrick Harris was technically the host, apparently.
Oh, all right.
Oh, I see.
Three.
It's very broad. Stroke.
Two, one.
You screw this into a lamp?
Light bulb.
Your phone is one, a mini one. You have a laptop. They
computer.
Are. Right? The E equals MC squared guy who said that.
Einstein.
Full name?
Albert Einstein.
Right. You watch this at
TV.
Home.
And,
well, full.
Television.
Right. The World Wide Web is also known as the.
Internet.
Right. You call somebody on this?
Telephone.
You put this in your remote?
Batteries.
inventor of so many things. The light bulb.
Thomas Edison.
Right. When it's hot out, you turn this on.
Air conditioning.
Right. He flew a kite with a key on it.
Oh, Benjamin Franklin.
Yeah! Whole fun. Card, baby! All right, good, huh? Okay.
Very nice.
Very impressive. After the first round, Esmeralda 10, Nick 7.
Mm. Okay. So now we got the
final.
Anything at all round. Just, yeah, go to your final round card. And this is 75 seconds.
Okay.
Okay. You ready? You're doing little exercises for this, Esmeralda?
Pumping it up.
All right.
Three, two, one.
He's Pig Vomit in that movie.
Paul Giamatti.
No, but the what it's about, that movie. Who's it
Private
about?
Parts.
Yeah, but who's it about?
Howard Stern.
Yes. These are the basketball players and in California.
Los Angeles Lakers?
Yes. This guy, he used to be the Naked Chef.
Jamie Oliver.
Yes. not DiCaprio. Richard Gere, and he's the army guy, and then he picks up the lady, and they walk
out. Officer and a gentleman.
Yes. This country is in Germany. The band Take Me Away, Take My Breath Away. It's a country.
Oh, Berlin.
City of Germany.
Yeah.
She's from when the movie and the TV show where they get in the car and they jump in the general.
Oh, the Dukes of Hazzard.
Yeah, who's the girl?
Catherine Bach?
No, but her name in the show.
Daisy Duke?
Yes. This guy, he's on The Voice, country guy.
Oh, boy. Blake Shelton?
Yes. They ran their cars with their feet. Is a cartoon.
The Flintstones.
this one, she never won an Emmy until, like, once.
Erica Kane. Susan Lucci. We're out of time?
Yep.
Susan Lucci. I went right to Erica Kane.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's who it is. I couldn't tell you anything else about her.
Yeah. All right. We can squeeze this in real quick? Before we, I got one more.
Yeah.
Final round, we'll do this. Then we can start clean in the second round.
Right.
All right. Okay, this could be anything.
Okay.
All right. Whenever you're ready.
Three, two, one.
His best friend is Ben Affleck. He was in The Martian.
Matt Damon.
Isn't it stupid Great Wall movie now? This is where you go. It's in L.A., and there's all the clubs. And, it's where it's like all the heavy metal clubs are there. The Roxy is there. It's the name of the street.
Strip. It's the Sunset Strip.
There you go. This is the giant clock in London.
Big Ben.
Right. A really not funny comedian who was in Trainwreck, and she's got a show on Comedy Central.
Amy Schumer.
Yeah. The game show with Trebek.
Jeopardy.
Basketball player. considered great. He had a little issue with his wife and a little infidelity thing. And his first name is also a really good slice of meat. some kind of beef, really.
Come on. Why can't I remember his name?
Skip. Yeah. The psychologist who thinks everything is about your loving your mom and penises.
Freud.
Right. Full name.
Freud.
Blank and the Sea Monsters. You're not going to get that. That's a very old reference.
Albert Freud.
No, let's go on. The band that Dave Grohl leads.
Foo Fighters.
The movie with John Travolta and the Bee Gees.
Staying Alive.
No.
Nope. Oh.
Saturday Night Fever.
Right.
It was Sigmund Freud.
Sigmund and the Sea Monsters. Yeah, would not have.
No, I know. As soon as it came out of my mouth, I'm like, no, she was not born. Wasn't even alive when that show was on the air.
I know what that is, but I wouldn't have guessed it.
Okay. All right, we got a break. We got weather. We got traffic. We can get a score update afterwards.
We are okay.
Okay. I didn't want to be absolutely too late. Hey, Dan, can you do me a solid? Or as Winnebago Man says, can you do me a kindness? Can you see if this band did the music for Pitch? The TV show?
Yeah, I was looking at their wiki profile. It didn't list any soundtracks, but I'll keep looking.
Maybe look for Pitch and see if they have something to do with the music, because it sounds a lot. If not, then whoever does the music for the TV show Pitch, rip these guys off.
Oh, boy.
Thank you. Jesse, Black Violin Jammin' is the name of the thing.
You are correct, according to New York Daily News. But Black Violin finds the right pitch in Fox's new baseball drama.
Yes! I love the score. And that show, we were just talking, I just had Dan Feinberg on last week. You were gone.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't look like Pitch is going to get renewed.
Yeah, no, and I don't think anyone's...
Damn it. It's a great show. And what's his face? Zach, Mark Paul Gloosey Gloose? Whatever his name is, he's great at it.
Oh.
Dan, what's our score right now on Celebrity Name Game?
15-15.
Ooh!
Are you kidding me with this? All right.
Okay. All right, so we are ready.
Mm-hmm.
45 seconds. Whoa. Jamming to the soundtrack of Pitch.
Trying to psych me out?
or amp you up. Either one.
Okay. And what would you let us? What's the category?
While the kids are at school, daytime talkers.
Oh no! Daytime talkers.
Yes.
Oh no! All right.
3, 2, 1.
He's that fat Southern guy who says funny sayings. He's supposedly
Dr. Phil.
Yes. she's the So there was Regis and now
Kelly.
It's, yes. Yeah, but what's her whole name?
Kelly Ripa.
Yeah. They chant his name and
Jerry Springer.
Yes, she takes no guff. She's a
Judge
law.
Judy.
Yeah, this is the one. She used to do radio and now she has the talk show and it's awful.
Wendy Williams.
Yes, this is the she does the funny thing. The SNL they make fun of her. She's a reporter. She did 2020.
Barbara Walters.
Yes,
10 seconds.
This is you are not the father.
Maury Povich.
She was in Ghost, and she's like, you in danger, girl.
Whoopi Goldberg.
That's good. I see that meme everywhere.
You in danger, girl.
Yeah.
All right. How'd we do there?
You got 8 for a new total of 23.
Mm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Here's Johnny. All about Johnny Depp.
Oh, boy.
All about Johnny mm-hmm. Depp. All right?
3, 2, 1.
The movie where he would cut hedges into shapes?
Edward Scissorhands.
Right. The character that he plays in the Pirates movies?
Captain Jack Sparrow.
Right. He played this in the remake of The Chocolate Factory, the character.
Oh.
Blank in the Chocolate Factory?
Charlie. No, but he wasn't Charlie.
I know.
Oh, what's the movie?
The character.
Charlie Cox.
The lead character in the...
Charlie.
The guy who owns the Chocolate Factory.
I know, that's what I was thinking of. Oh my gosh, why can't I... Willy Wonka.
Right. The Demon Barber of Fleet Street. It's a musical, fantastic musical about a barber who cuts people's throats.
Right, but what are you asking me?
The name of the movie.
Seconds.
Oh.
Okay.
I can't
used to date this...
Winona Ryder.
Right. He was in the TV series that started him when he was undercover.
21 Jump Street. Todd.
Right. Okay. Sweeney Todd.
All right. You're just telling me. I was like, I don't know what you want from me.
The name of the movie. I was describing the movie to you. The Demon Barber of Fleet Street. That's Sweeney Todd.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite movie musicals. I love that movie.
Oh, yeah.
And I love that play. It's playing right now, actually. Didn't Dean just have a thing with it?
Yep, he and listeners went to see it.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Okay. So now we're at Anathan, right?
That's correct.
Okay, yeah. So this is going to be the last round here. Mm-hmm. So, all right.
3, 2, 1.
She's Storm in X-Men. The first
Halle
one.
Berry.
This is a fat guy, and then he got thin, and he's in that movie where the Moneyball.
Oh, Jonah Hill?
Yes. This guy with the apple and he
Isaac Newton
Gravity. Yep. And this is with the apple in the theme song, and it's all those the neighbors and they gossip on each other, and it was on ABC.
Oh, Desperate Housewives.
Yes. This is a computer.
Apple?
No. No. The other one.
Macintosh? No. Microsoft.
Like one of the first ones.
Commodore.
Yeah, but what
Commodore
do they
64?
Call those? The big main name.
Desktop? I don't
it's
know.
Letters.
PC?
So no, we'll pass. He could swim real fast in the Olympics, and he won a bunch of things.
Gold
thingies, and he's got weird arms.
Yeah.
And he's a little big teeth.
Michael, no. Phelps?
Yes.
Yes.
And they just won the World Series.
The Chicago Cubs.
Yeah.
10 seconds.
And then these two, they shot at things, and then what's his face was in the movie.
They shot at
yeah,
things.
Yeah, they stopped. Oh.
What was it?
Banks and Bonnie and Clyde.
Oh, they shot at
things. I couldn't think Rob Banks. By the way, the other one is IBM.
Oh, IBM. Okay.
I couldn't think of anything attached.
I probably wouldn't have gotten it. All right. All right. Let's find out what's going on the opening bell, and then we got our very final round, and we'll find out what the score is after that. And here is Steve. Hey, Steve.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
How would you like to have an O'Hare Express train that goes from the Loop to O'Hare, gets you there in just a couple of minutes? It's back on the drawing board. Is Chicago finally ready to do this? We'll talk to Mary Wisniewski, who's the transportation reporter at the Chicago Tribune, coming up next on the opening bell.
All right. Thank you, Steve.
Have a great day.
You too. All right, are we ready for the final round? Then we'll find out what the score is here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, again, this could be anything. 75 seconds on the clock.
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
Oh, God, he's our president.
Donald Trump.
Great movie, great book. Edward Norton and Brad Pitt, they beat the crap out of each other.
Oh, Fight Club.
Right. He just died, and the revolution, Purple Rain.
Oh, Prince.
The store that everybody goes to.
IKEA.
It looks like you
Walmart. Target.
No, right. I have a crush on her. She was on. She hosted. She hosted. Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? She was on
Meredith Vieira.
Right. The band that Freddie Mercury fronted.
Queen.
One of the greatest actors ever. He was in Vertigo and It's a Wonderful Life and Harvey.
Oh, my gosh! Yeah, and he has that funny voice. I can't pass.
Okay, next one is the HBO show with Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Oh, VIP.
You're on the right path.
VIP. It's not VIP.
No.
V.
She's the vice president. So what is? It's a shortened for that.
Right.
Shortened
for
that.
Why can't I think of it?
What kind of a noise does a car horn make?
10 seconds.
Veep.
Right. Okay. Versus Godzilla, he climbed the Empire
Mothra.
State Building.
Oh, King Kong.
Right. She was in On Golden Bond. She talks like this.
Catherine Hepburn.
Right. Okay. Now
time.
Back to Jimmy Stewart.
Ah, that's who it
Jimmy
was.
Jimmy Stewart. Okay. Do we have a final?
For the first time ever, I believe, we have ended in a tie.
Oh! 29-29.
29-29.
Are you kidding me with this? Always.
Yeah. Hey, welcome back. By the way, on Thursday morning, we're going to do a Wood Esmeralda light by that on Thursday morning. We haven't done it in a while, so we'll do that Thursday morning. All right, thanks, and I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, see
Wild
you tomorrow.
Card Wednesday. All right, we'll take a break here on WGN, and the news is next.